NICE quality standards in social and healthcare in the UK. NICE, National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, was established as a special health authority on April 1, 1999, to promote clinical excellence within the health service. Its primary purpose is to provide national guidance and advice to improve health and social care. NICE was created to address the so-called postcode lottery of healthcare, where the availability of treatments varied depending on the NHS health authority. What are NICE quality standards? NICE quality standards are specific, evidence-based statements developed independently to drive and measure health, public health, and social care improvements. These standards are key in ensuring that care is safe, effective, and centered around the care recipient's experience. NICE quality standards are designed to be adaptable for use in local settings and are not formally tested. They provide a framework for stakeholders, including health and social care providers, practitioners, commissioners, and care recipients, to demonstrate quality care and evidence-based practices. These standards are used for quality improvement, assurance, monitoring, and influencing commissioning. They aim to help practitioners and commissioners provide the best quality of care for the best value for money. The NICE guidance quality standards are developed to cover specific clinical areas or pathways based on the best available evidence, ensuring that care is safe and effective and considers the care recipient's experience. How can the quality standards be used? Attending group fitness classes keeps you motivated to exercise. Seeing others energizes you to go on. Also, it helps you make new friends and enhances your social skills. Remember that health also involves a state of social well-being. When it comes to quality improvements in public health and social care, the NICE quality standards can help by identifying areas of improvement in the care quality, improving education and training, designing and conducting an audit, setting goals and demonstrating the level at which services should be provided, creating an action plan for potential improvements. Creating frameworks for quality assurance involves identifying service gaps, setting benchmarks, tracking changes over time, establishing key performance indicators, KPIs, to monitor performance. Providing evidence of service quality to meet regulatory standards. Quality standards play a role in influencing and shaping commissioning decisions. They help in identifying necessary improvements to services, supporting business cases and securing funding and resources, empowering providers to request specific support for enhancing service quality, offering commissioners key quality markers to incorporate into service specifications. The role of NICE in the UK healthcare system. Regulators like the Care Quality Commission, CQC, and Ofsted endorse NICE quality standards to help identify and define good quality care. Although the standards are not mandatory, they support the government's vision for a health and care system that delivers the best possible health outcomes. NICE's responsibilities are broad and enclose several key areas. Guideline development. NICE produces guidelines in three key areas: clinical practice, health promotion and health prevention, social care services. These guidelines are built on evidence-based effectiveness, safety, and cost efficiency evaluations. They assist health professionals in delivering optimal care and addressing the population's needs. 3. Quality standards and social care. Under the Health and Social Care Act 2012, NICE develops evidence-based guidance and quality standards for health and social care. These standards encompass clinical guidelines, technology, safe staffing, medicine handling, antimicrobial prescribing, and diagnostics. Public health and health promotion. NICE is also responsible for advancing public health by promoting wellness and health prevention. This includes creating resources that provide high-quality evidence and best practices. 2. Health technology assessment. NICE assesses new health technologies for NHS adoption, focusing on clinical efficacy and value for money. It primarily measures health outcomes using quality-adjusted life years, QALY, to quantify the expected benefits of treatments. International collaboration. NICE contributes to the global health landscape by pioneering technology assessments in other healthcare systems through NICE International. This advisory service fosters connections with international governments, helping organizations and agencies worldwide. How NICE develops its quality standards. The development of NICE quality standards involves several steps: developing a topic overview, identifying areas that require quality improvement, prioritizing areas for quality improvement, focusing on areas aligned with national priorities, developing statements and measures, creating specific statements and measures to guide quality improvement, drafting the quality standard, preparing a draft for consultation, consultation and feedback, engaging stakeholders to review and provide feedback, validation and consistency checking, ensuring the quality standards are consistent and valid, publication, making the standards publicly available, reviewing published standards, regularly updating the standards to align with new guidance. The importance of NICE quality standards. NICE offers a well-developed framework for defining and measuring quality, featuring a vast library of over 200 high-quality standards and an extensive range of indicators. These standards are created through a strict process that includes a strong foundation of evidence, insights from a quality standards advisory committee, and public consultation. They highlight key areas for quality improvement and address inconsistencies in current practices. Ensuring evidence-based care and improved outcomes, NICE quality standards are created through a thorough and evidence-driven process. This involves collaboration with quality standards advisory committees and includes public consultation to ensure the standards are well-rounded and reliable. The development of these standards brings together health and social care professionals, practitioners, and care recipients. These standards promote shared decision-making, allowing people receiving care to actively participate in their care choices. This inclusive approach enhances adherence to treatment plans and leads to better overall health outcomes. NICE quality standards identify critical areas for improving quality and managing inconsistencies in current practices. By concentrating on these priority areas for quality, the NICE quality standards enable health and social care providers to allocate their resources properly, leading to significant health and social benefits. These standards establish clear guidelines for safe practices, helping to prevent harm and ensure that treatments are secure, resulting in better outcomes and positive experiences that allow people to flourish in their homes and communities. Furthermore, NICE quality standards emphasize the need for consistent, integrated care, promoting continuity and ensuring that people receive well-coordinated support. Rightwards double arrow read more about how LEAF Complex Care provides humanized care and supports the people we serve in living fulfilling lives. Ensuring consistent care, NICE quality standards provide a framework that can be utilized by case commissioners, care providers, practitioners, and partner organizations to set goals, measure progress, and deliver high-quality care. This framework helps ensure all parties involved in care delivery work there cohesively, promoting uniformity across the sector. Consistent care is essential, and standardizing practices play a key role in achieving consistent outcomes by minimizing variations in care. By adopting these standards, the NICE guidance helps guarantee that everyone receives the same level of high-quality care, regardless of location. Promoting best practices for health and social care providers. Promoting health and care excellence means adopting systems and strategies proven to deliver high-quality outcomes, reduce risks, and uphold the dignity of care recipients. It's essential to prioritize equality and diversity, ensuring that each person receives care tailored to their needs and honoring their uniqueness. At the heart of best practices is safeguarding dignity through respectful interactions, protecting privacy, and boosting self-esteem, all of which contribute positively to the overall well-being of people receiving care. Equally important are health and safety measures, which require maintaining a clean environment and strictly following safeguarding procedures. Care recipients should be actively involved in their care decisions, making informed choices, while their confidentiality is safeguarded in line with the Data Protection Act 2018. Continuous staff training and development are crucial for sustaining best practices, ensuring that teams stay current with new developments and maintain high levels of competence. Key areas covered by NICE quality standards. The NICE quality standards aim to establish high-quality care within health and social care environments. These standards manage numerous areas to enhance safety, efficiency, and overall care experience. The following sections highlight the essential areas covered by NICE quality standards. Safety. Safety is a key focus in the NICE guidance as a quality standard, underlining the need to protect and ensure the well-being of people in healthcare and social care. The safety guidelines highlight priority areas for enhancing quality across health, public health, and social care, identifying where improvements can have the most significant impact. Delivering safe care means preventing potential harm and ensuring effective treatments and interventions. Effectiveness. The NICE quality standard highlights the importance of effective care. These standards aim to promote measurable improvements in quality, including safety, experience, and the effectiveness of care across various health and social care areas. They offer a clear and prioritized set of quality statements based on high-level guidance to ensure that people receiving care achieve the best possible outcomes. Delivering care rooted in scientific evidence while avoiding unnecessary services is essential for providing the right care. Prevention strategies. NICE quality standards provide a framework that can be utilized by case commissioners, care providers, practitioners, and partner organizations to set goals, measure progress, and deliver high-quality care. This framework helps ensure all parties involved in care delivery work there cohesively, promoting uniformity across the sector. Consistent care is essential, and standardizing practices play a key role in achieving consistent outcomes by minimizing variations in care. By adopting these standards, the NICE guidance helps guarantee that everyone receives the same level of high-quality care, regardless of location. NICE quality standards in LEAF complex care. NICE quality standards are crucial in ensuring excellence in health and social care. At LEAF complex care, we're committed to these standards, which guide our practices and ensure we deliver high-quality care. Our support workers are highly skilled and benefit from a range of in-house training. They're committed to meeting the unique needs of each person they serve and improving their quality of life. Our care teams treat people with compassion, kindness, and respect, encouraging them to make informed decisions about their care and support. The CQC rated LEAF complex care as good, reflecting our commitment to humanized care. See the CQC reports. Here, focusing on key areas such as safety, effectiveness, care recipient experience, prevention, and quality improvement, LEAF complex care ensures that people receive the highest support quality. Watch Ashanti's journey with LEAF complex care and witness her path to living a fulfilling life in the community. LEAF complex care's offices are located in Bristol, Southeast, Birmingham, and Somerset. Contact us today for more information about our specialized support. Download case studies. Download the case studies and see how our person-centered care brings positive change and empowers individuals to be as independent as possible in the community and their own homes. I agree that I have read and agree to the privacy policy. I agree that I have read and agree to the terms and conditions. Download. Read more about other topics. Blog. The impact of compassion fatigue on healthcare professionals. The term compassion fatigue describes physical, emotional, and psychological stress. Individuals working as healthcare professionals, social workers, and family carers are more likely to develop compassion fatigue. Understanding the impact. Read more. Blog. The role of occupational therapy in addressing global developmental delay. While occupational therapists are often associated with hospitals and clinics, they also work in schools, community settings, and people's homes. Rather than focusing solely on the challenges, occupational therapists often. Read more. Blog. The impact of physical disabilities on mental health and well-being. Physical disability and mental health challenges often go together due to a complex set of factors. Social discrimination and lack of integrated care are just a part of the difficulties. Read more.